Clipper Seafoods and Blue North Fisheries are freezer longline catchers, two giants of the Pacific cod industry. Clipper has 6 hook and line vessels, and Blue North has 4. Now, the Bristol Bay Native Corporation is poised to acquire all of them. Jason Mitrokin is BBNC's president and CEO.
Blue North and Clipper Seafoods, as of Friday last week, have officially merged together, and then BBNC's intentions are to acquire the merged companies, the Blue North Clipper Group, acquire those on September 30.
Together, the Blue North Clipper Group controls almost 40% of the freezer longline cod quota in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands. To organize the two companies, BBNC has formed the subsidiary Bristol Bay Alaska Seafoods. Dave Little, the former president of Clipper, will head the subsidiary. BBNC has also formed the holding company Bristol Bay Seafood Investments to manage the new company's funding, as well as any future involvement in seafood. The U.S. Department of Justice paved the way for the merger last week by ruling that it did not violate any antitrust rules. Mitrokin says this deal follows the corporation's investment strategy to diversify its income streams and operating companies. BBNC hasn't done business in seafood since 1975, when it purchased Peter Pan Seafoods and then sold its shares a few years later. Mitrokin says it will also substantially benefit the corporation's shareholders by directing that income toward the state and the Bristol Bay region.
Bringing the earnings from the Bering Sea cod sector back to Alaska, back to the region, through dividends to our shareholders, but also employment opportunities. So there's a real good value add for Alaska in this deal, and it really meets BBNC's investment strategy on a lot of levels.
Management for the hook and line sector across the Gulf of Alaska, Aleutian Islands, and Bering Sea has changed drastically since it was established in the 1980s. It is now run as a freezer longline cooperative, which the member companies formed voluntarily in 2010, a decade after cod was allocated to 9 different sectors.
You had to catch the fish immediately.
Mike Burns, formerly of Blue North Fisheries, says the companies were founded when the fishery was first come, first serve. He says this deal will help both compete in the modern seafood market.
And now we're in a different world today. And the impetus to put these companies together to form a better and stronger, more efficient company to take on the challenges of the 21st century, that's what we gain by putting these two companies together.
BBNC reported a revenue of $1.7 billion in 2019. While CEO Jason Mitrokin didn't say how much revenue the deal would bring to the corporation annually, he did say it would be significant. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.